The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Statmiller, with you on this Friday, the 9th day of August, 2019. And a little special treat today. I played Jerry Day, his video presentation, Escaping the Traps of the Corporate Government. Played that in its entirety. This guy was really relaxed, really smooth. And what got me is the information he was putting out was true and correct, but he did it in such a way that, well, somebody that was only half listening or only had half a brain could understand what he was saying. Sometimes people go over the top, let's just say. They want to cram so much information is that you actually chase the person away that you're trying to enlighten. Well, this man, I was kind of shocked, but I called him today. And here's his bio. He's an award-winning, Emmy-winning television producer, writer, host, and activist in freedom and rights issues. He operates the website and service emfhelpcenter.com for those with issues with electromagnetic sensitivity and damage with injuries caused by electronic utility meters. Yeah, they're rolling out the 5G now. His YouTube channel, Minivan Jack, covers many issues of freedom and rights with videos that have been viewed and shared with over 7 million people. He was an early entry in 2007, I should say, in the movement to expose the viewers to hazards and harms caused by advanced electronic utility meters through his YouTube channel, Minivan Jack, and numerous radio interviews and public appearances and presentations. He's produced hundreds of productions, including television programs, pilots, commercials, corporate video programs, foundation and nonprofit programs, highly technical surgical training videos, public service announcements, you know those as PSAs, music videos, marketing and tutorial videos on a range of subjects. Different than most media producers who only produce. You ever notice you watch a TV show or a movie or something, they got 19 different producers? Well, they might produce, but not in the way that you think. Jerry Day is a hands-on, personally operating the camera, engineering the audio, directing, editing, video, voice effects, music, designing, creating, editing, animated 3D, computer graphics, script writing, project development, distribution. Guy's a one-stop shop. While living in Burbank, California, he was subject to bullying and inexcusable corruption and public endangerment by that city's policies on utility metering. Mm-hmm. Jerry never felt as though we have any choice but to oppose the act against central policies which endanger people, cause illness and injury and death. Such policies are rampant in our medical industries, our Justice Department, many other governmental agencies and programs by and large, corporations such as World Banks, Monsanto, atmospheric aerosol contaminations by the military and by medically harmful wireless technologies used to develop systems of mass surveillance. As a public service, Jerry publishes his contact information and responds whenever possible to provide links, resource, reference, information, guidance based on his years of experience in researching and fighting harmful and unlawful utility metering and wireless technologies. By sharing information, Jerry Day has helped thousands of people discover electromagnetic radiation and EMF sources as the cause of their deteriorating health and to find solutions to restore that health. Our living spaces are now flooded with electromagnetic pollution, and we all need to know more about these technologies in order to protect ourselves and our families and our future. He will always be investigating the unintended effects and apparently intentional harm or new campaigns and technologies. He's posted a couple of different sites with resources and solutions against electromagnetic pollution. As I said before, emfhelpcenter.com, freedomtaker.com, and that provides downloads of free legal notices to fight against the unsafe and unlawful metering. Privately, Jerry Day advises people how to go off the grid to reduce their living cost and live a more satisfying and sustainable lifestyle, while denying the revenue and support to corporations and agencies which harm the public and violate individual rights. Well, that's just about across the board. Everything to do with the federal government. But don't worry, the states are hot on their heels. They're there to, well, help you as well, let's just say. All right, with that, I have Jerry Day. Hello, Jerry, how are you?
John, great. How are you today?
Well, fair to middling, mostly good. We're having heat strokes down here in central Texas. It's not been below 100 degrees, I think, for what, Mike, 10 days? And we're probably going to have the rest of August the same way. But, as they say, it's a dry heat.
Yeah. Well, it's blowing over here, too. So I'm in Southern California out in the rural area, and I'm up about 4,000 feet in the high desert of California. It's hot here, too.
Would that be Burbank?
No, I'm actually out of Burbank now, and I moved out about a 2.5-hour drive southeast of Los Angeles area, and it's out in a unincorporated part of Riverside County, which I like, because in an unincorporated area, you have one less government. You do not have a city government, so that's a good thing. And I'm out here off-grid on 20 acres on solar and well water and small tank propane.
And 4,000 feet above the fray.
That's right. Yeah, out of the tidal wave zone and hopefully out of the crack off and fall into the ocean zone.
Well, you guys had a lot of earthquakes out there. I read one article that you guys have had a major quake or two, and it's the aftershocks. I think they stopped counting at 88,000.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. I haven't seen a number like that before. I've been in California all my life. But, something's going on down there. But I haven't felt most of it. You know, anything under about 5, unless you're right on top of it, you don't feel it. So I haven't really felt much where I am.
Well, one of those Superman movies, I remember Lex Luthor buying the property in Vegas because that was going to be the new oceanfront property.
Coastline, yeah.
Jerry, well, I'd ask you the question, and I was surprised. I was hunting around for your number, and of course I did the search on the web, and then I found your production company, and I thought, well, there's a number. Let me see if I can track them down, and you actually answered your own phone.
Yes, sir.
Which is really rather nice and refreshing. Same thing that happens with me. People that call me, they expect to get several layers of he's not in or he's in a meeting or I'll take a number and he'll call you back or something. No, you pick up your phone, which I find the accessibility refreshing. Let me just say it that way.
Well, as long as we can, you know, I get calls from all over the country about smart meters and electromagnetic fields and certain medical issues with that. And up till now, I've been able to answer the calls, but I'll spend, you know, the day with 2 or 3 1-hour long calls It can happen, you know, but so far, so good. Try to stay available.
Well, when I was talking to you, I always ask the obvious questions. I want to find out what people are motivated by. And when I ask you, you're internallydisplacedpeople.org. That is your relative news site, is that correct?
That is not my site. That is a site that is operated by a woman by the name of Jackie Figg, who's okay. Brilliant in terms of kind of legal positioning.
Mm-hmm.
And she is someone I'm going to be helping with more videos. You know, I produce media, so when I find somebody who's really got something to say and it's worthwhile and valuable, I just get in there and I try to help them with some video. And so I have posted a few videos with her, and I plan to do more. And her website is internallydisplacedpeople.org, I believe. Although I think she's just changed that. And, oh, gosh, you caught me here, because she had some difficulties with her previous server operator, and she had to go to another URL. And I'm sorry I don't have that for you right now. Maybe as we talk I can bring that up.
That's fine. But,
yeah.
Well, and what I played on the air the other day, this was 20 minutes long.
Right.
And I had watched it. And I thought, you know what? I don't know who this man is. I've never seen you before. I've never heard of you before. And I'm watching this video and I'm thinking, you know, the thing that struck me about this was just the matter-of-fact way. No stumbling, fumbling, bumbling around. There's no distractions. It's just you and the camera and a backdrop. And I think this one was a courtroom. And yep. There you are explaining the corporate imposter government. And I'm thinking to myself, man, where has this guy been? Because the problem that has been, knowledge is power.
Right.
They would
right.
like to make you think that, oh, it's money or it's the latest arm candy that you can drape on your arm and walk around with and look cool. No, the greatest knowledge or the greatest power on the face of this earth is knowledge, because if you have that, if you're stripped of your wealth, you're stripped of whatever, you've got the ability to recreate that for yourself.
Right.
So when I saw this, I thought, whoa, this guy is just a flat-out teacher. And it's a teaching tool that when people are not the best at communicating, you might have noticed over the years, I call it the Patriot Dump, Jerry. They have spent years studying and refining, and they've got all this information, and then, Jerry, they find somebody that they think is interested in what they have to say. And I called this what before we had CDs, before the only thing we had was VHS tapes. And there we were loaded up with our tapes and our catalogs and our books and our paperwork, and we're just loaded down, and we find somebody that apparently is kind of interested, and then what happens is they do the Patriot dump. They heave everything on them, and then you could sit there and watch their eyes just glaze over, and they're wondering how the hell they can turn around and get out of Dodge as fast as humanly possible.
Sure, sure. Well, you know, I mean, the communication is a big thing. I did a video which was to the utility companies, because people wanted to go talk to their regulators or their city councils or whoever, and they couldn't communicate. They couldn't express it. They couldn't handle the pressure of being in a public place, you know, at the podium, at the microphone. And so it's intimidating. And so I made a video called To the Utility Companies, and I basically dressed them down. I say, how dare you, as a regulator, as a city council member, as whatever, as a public official, how dare you not regard the hazard and harm of electromagnetic radiation and surveillance and radiation fire hazard and all these things that are associated with these meters. So two utility companies is relative to the unsafe and unlawful metering that they're trying to impose on the world. And it's a big surveillance program, and they don't want to admit that. And so you know, I kept hearing a lot of people struggling with trying to get the message across to their public officials. And so I just made a video, and I said, don't go there, just play my video. Just bring it up on a screen and play it. So, you know, I'm trying to help people in all ways, but, you know, mostly what I'm doing these days is taking calls from the EMF Help Center lines, and that's more about helping people find out ways to mitigate the radiation, surveillance, fire hazard, what have you, from their utility meters. And then obviously I can help them with other radio frequency problems, other electromagnetic field problems.
Well, then you, if with the smart meters, then you've really got to be fascinated by the rollout of the 5G.
Yeah, 5G is the big buzz now, and everybody's talking about it. It'll be a little while before it's really ready for prime time. They're talking about 50% of the population on 5G by 2024. So that's not right around the corner. You know, it's going to take a while, and the reason is because there's massive, massive infrastructure that has to be put into place. You know, they're going to quadruple the amount of electromagnetic fields and radio frequencies they're going to be bombarding us with. And they're going to multiply by, I don't know, hundreds of times the number of transmitters placed around the city. So this is a major, major undertaking. Well, and
That, Jerry, and the satellites they're putting up in space, they want 5G access for the entire planet.
Right.
And what's fascinating about this is people have been questioning, and I'm watching this, and I'm watching the big money. And I call it the big money stall. When there is big bucks involved in something and you've got a complaint, if there is a line, you go to the back of the line.
Right.
And this is the way that it always goes.
That's the pattern for tobacco, asbestos, DDT,
yep.
Lead in paint. And it was Monsanto. Now we finally got some action on glyphosate. But, yeah, for years and years, it's, gee, we just don't know yet.
Yeah,
big pretense. Yeah, the more money, the more of that you get.
It's the same thing whether it's fluoride in the water.
Right.
If it's in major use and there's big money behind it, then it's sacrosanct and it's not to be touched. Even if it's to the detriment, and even if they know it's to the detriment of the health and well-being of John Q. Public out there in any town, USA.
Right, the profits outweigh that.
Yeah.
And there's more than just profits on this 5G thing. It's about mass surveillance, and it's a dystopian future nobody can even imagine yet. Even the proponents of it will say, we have no idea how many applications this will permit. You know, they're all in this dream world of mass surveillance and unlimited data and unlimited tracking of you and your family and everything you do, everything you know, everything, every behavior you have, every aspect of your personality is going to be revealed by this type of surveillance.
When I was talking with you earlier today, and I started to ask the question before in the observance, I always ask people what motivated you to do this or to get into this. And what you told me pretty much astounded me, because what you had said that you just saw a need and you started producing videos and productions that dealt with many of the things that we're concerned about on this network. We're a constitutionally limited republic. We're not the world's greatest democracy.
Right.
And you said that you really didn't have a conscious thought that you were doing this, and in the middle of doing it, it dawned on you one day exactly what you were doing.
Yeah, I looked back. I'm more of a media guy. I love to produce television programs. My favorite thing is comedy, entertainment. And I said, wow, this YouTube thing is a fun thing, you know, and I make videos, so I'll just stick videos up on here. And I was making videos that I was kind of personally passionate about. And I wasn't thinking too much about what I was saying or doing. This wasn't the comedy. This wasn't the video production services that I was really involved in. This was just, YouTube was an opportunity to just really talk about whatever I was passionate about. And then I realized, wait a minute, I'm seem to be on a different track here. And I said, I got to look back at these videos. I've done about 20 videos or whatever at this point. And I said, well, I got to see what I'm doing. And I said, by God, these are all about freedom and rights, nothing to do with comedy or media or entertainment or anything. I'm just feeling a little bit put upon by some of the misconduct of law enforcement, some of the misconduct of the judges in the courts, and the corruption that you see there now uniformly. And I thought, this is a major thing, and I need somewhere to talk about it. And so I wound up on YouTube talking about it. And, you know, it's really more of a freedom thing. And then I said, well, you know, I'll just put a website up that kind of jives with this, and I put some of my videos there, and the All website right. is freedom.
Jerry, you probably can't hear it on the phone, but that's the bump coming in. Let's take this break. 800-313-9443 along the course of our conversation. You got a question, pipe in with a call and we'll get it. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standards. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We are back talking today with Jerry Day, producer, filmmaker. I mean, he's the one-stop shop, folks. As I started to say at the top while we were trying to connect with you, Jerry, that, you know, you watch a television program or you'll watch a movie and there's 10 different producers. Well, the producers are the go-to guys. The producers are the ones that come up with the money, but they very rarely do they get their quote-unquote fingers dirty. they hire other people to do that.
That's right.
But you've gotten in there and you've done the whole thing yourself. Why have you done that?
Well, that was just from when I was 19 years old. I was just enamored with Charlie Chaplin movies, and you know, I just had to do it. And I bought a film camera, and I learned how to shoot film and made funny videos. And I was in the production business. I was building sets for about 20 years, but the whole time I came out of film school and I was making my own videos and just having fun with it. And I just have a passion for doing that. And, you know, I was making little short movies that I called Jeepers Peepers. And this was YouTube videos before there was YouTube. And so that's just what I enjoy doing. I'm a media guy. And I was hands-on, you know, with graphics production, with video editing, with camera operation, with audio engineering, and enabling me to basically make my own productions. And so I was sort of the YouTube child before YouTube. And when YouTube came around, I just came out and enjoyed that. And I should get back to that a little bit. You were talking about what I was doing on YouTube. What really sent my YouTube channel off into the upper level was a video that I did initially on smart meters. And the video was just called Smart Meters. And this video went to 2 million views. And that's not even possible anymore for any kind of even slightly controversial video on YouTube. They've shadow banned everybody. They've deplatformed everybody, anybody that's doing anything like that. And I was exposing the smart meters as a surveillance platform. And then another video I did on the census, and the video was called The Census is Getting Personal, because I noticed that they were asking all these personal questions, and they were doing census data collection all every year. And they're only permitted and authorized to do that once every 10 years by the Constitution. So this is an absolute violation and exceeding their authority in terms of their authority to collect personal data at all. And actually, the census data doesn't permit them to collect personal data. It gives them authority to count people. It gives them no authority to force people to be counted, no authority to force people to provide any private information of any kind. So this is just something that the government is supposed to be doing, going out and counting people. And so when I made that video, it was like, you know, why are they asking us all these questions? And, you know, what right under what authority do they, and obviously none. So those are the kind of videos that started to take my channel viral. And I've had a lot of success with videos like that, you know, in the tens and twenties, thousands of views or more. And then recently, it's kind of been cut back. What we're doing now with all of the censorship and the deplatforming and the demonetization is all of us on YouTube are looking around at other opportunities. And there are dozens, hundreds of them where, you know, there are going to be new platforms, new channels, and it's going to consolidate over the next few years. So we're in a major change right now, and people want open information. They want truth. They want exploratory, you know, they want probing. They don't want to hear the same, you know, mouthpiece stuff that comes out of mainstream media. You know, why do we need that? There's, you know, it's misleading. It's brainwashing. It's propaganda. It's no truth. You know, we most people are now kind of looking other places. And within a year or two, some of these other platforms are going to be fully mature and debugged and really ready to go. So we're kind of in an awkward stage right now. But believe me, you're going to get some opportunities for some very good information in the near future as some of these platforms, like, I don't know if you know Brighteon Natural News. Obviously, RBN will be at the head of that. But there are video channels as well. And, you know, so you can look forward to some great things coming on. I just heard of a new one. There's a called Float, FLOT.app, where they're going to be posting a lot of very, very good content. So, you know, it's exploding. I don't have a list in front of me, but the number of sites that are going to just replace YouTube, you know, I don't know how YouTube will expect to survive. All you're going to find on YouTube is, you know, funny cat videos. At some point, you know, and
which is entertainment, but that more people were using YouTube for an exchange of information.
Yeah,
the time that people would take, they had a point of view. They said, "Okay, let's see if my voice matters. Let me see if people are interested in what I have to say, what my content is about." And they would post, and the popularity could be traced and tracked. How many views did you have? Well, that's a thing of the past. Networks are pretty much a thing of the past. I have watched, I've watched the mainstream as far as radio go. Clear Channel doesn't matter. I mean, Clear Channel right now, I think, is still about $20 billion plus in the hole, and they're not coming back.
Right.
So it affords us the opportunity to use the internet to actually produce radio. We actually are a real radio network. We actually have a satellite. But be that as it may, everybody wants to have their own channel, and we got 100,000 people out there talking and really not one centralized point, which is the point of why I have this network. A lot of information.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
AncientLifeOil.com. For your CBD needs, just remember AncientLifeOil.com. What does it do for the body, you ask? I can't say, did the people in the suits that run the industry. Big Pharma's all over CBD because of its Research the benefits of CBD on Google and come back to AncientLifeOil.com and purchase your CBD today. Non-GMO and all organic. You don't want to be using a petroleum product. You want to be using the cleanest CBD product on the market. AncientLifeOil.com. We even have CBD for your pet. Help your pet's discomfort. Help your discomfort. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Newly reduced prices to pass off the savings to the most important person, you. AncientLifeOil.com. And one more thing. We have topicals, too. So if you have joint pain and some different issues that are going on in your body, you might want to use a topical. Think about it. AncientLifeOil.com.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix a problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Soon you will be dancing face to face with the limits of ambition and the scars of the marketplace. Welcome to the land of flame and fizz, where you will learn that packaging is all that heaven is.
All right, we are back talking with Jerry Day. California. There is a mass exodus of people in California spreading throughout the country.
Yes.
And you've decided to go up on the hilltop and stick around for a while.
Yeah.
You know, I was going to make a, before I get into that, I was going to make a comment about 5G. I don't have any problem with 5G. Down here in Austin, the communications companies down here were making money hand over fist because they were charging us for internet services on the old, they call it the old schedule. Then we had Google show up, and when people were taking sips of the internet through their little sipping straw, they came in with a fire hose. And they kind of upset the market down here. They made it a little bit more competitive. I will give them that. But the 5G, I mean, it's nice to have, and Jerry, you've been around long enough. You were around when computers didn't have operating systems. If you finally, when they did come out with operating systems, the internet speed was so slow that if somebody sent you a picture, you could almost guarantee yourself you could go have dinner or take a coffee break and come back and the picture still wouldn't be completely filling the screen.
far more likely you'd come back to a crashed blue screen.
There you go. Yeah, it's timed out because it's taking too long. Well, like I said, I don't have anything against 5G, except they're doing this wirelessly. I've got 5G in my home, but it's delivered by cable.
Okay. You want to go wired. That 5G is poison. All of the wireless devices and frequencies are poison. I speak to people every day who call me and go, you know, they see my videos or my website. They call me, they find my contacts, and they say, my daughter's just getting sick, migraines, insomnia, brain fog. Her moods are changing, her personality's changing, our relationships are being damaged. This is all wireless. This is what you're getting when you get wireless exposure. I spoke to a woman who said she slept as a child from like age, I don't know, 4 to 19. She slept in a bed that was directly behind a refrigerator, a large refrigerator. She was in the wall behind that. Well, that motor puts out magnetic fields, electromagnetic fields, and she says she's permanently damaged, permanently injured, and she struggles with electromagnetic sensitivity every day. And she can't even go to places where they have a lot of it, you know, like malls or theaters or shopping centers or, a lot of commercial places, hotels. She can't even walk in the door. She feels it immediately. There's a lot of people who have symptoms. You know, they have clinical symptoms. This is about 15, 20, some people say as much as 30% of the population are actually in one way or another allergic to electromagnetic fields. Quite often it goes along with chemical sensitivities for some reason. So you just have a kind of a sensitized body. And many people, imagine if it's 20% of the population, most people who are getting sick from electromagnetic radiation, radio frequencies, don't know that is the cause. They just say, sometimes I don't feel good, or, you know, I don't know what this is today, but they don't realize that wireless radiation is poison. You know, there's short-term effects on, you know, whatever, 15% of the population. There's long-term effects on all of us. So, you know, they've done surveys, and they look at cell towers, and any cell tower that's been in position for more than 5 years, there's a cancer cluster around it. That is, you know, that's recorded science now. So we're playing with fire with all this radiation and wireless frequencies. And we need to start to address this and start to, you know, number one, try to reduce all of this exposure. And number two, try to adjust our lifestyle so we're not so damaged by it over time.
Well, there is a great need for the government to put in these 5G systems because, well, they're bringing along artificial intelligence quite nicely. They're still snooping and pooping. As I like to call it, I posted up a story yesterday that the fine people over in Amazon through Alexa were sitting around listening to couples having sex in the privacy of their own home.
Sure.
Now, intrusive, folks, you don't know the half of it. Everything that you read, everything that you download, everything that you buy at a store, everything that you are doing in your daily life. Just because you're not aware of it doesn't mean that it's not going on. And they're building nice little dossiers. You're in one of your video presentations, you talk about the corporatized government and their ability to do this stuff with no regard for the people they're supposed to be serving. Why do you think that is, Jerry?
Well, it's very common. It's very logical. You have a government where a couple of million dollars can buy legislation. Now, how many corporations can come up with a couple of million dollars that will buy them legislation that will make them $4 billion? Well, there's hundreds of corporations who can do that because our government is for sale. Our legislation is for sale. You know, I'm sure you reported on that Princeton study or heard of it where they decided to quantify with a formal scientific study exactly how much effect the popular vote and polling has on public policy. So your voting itself, which is supposed to be the driver of public policy, how much effect does that have on actual public policy? And they came up with pretty much zero, just above zero. In other words, you by going to a voting booth, you are completely wasting your time statistically, according to what policy is based on now. Policy is based on the the legislation that is written by corporations and handed with bags of money to Congress. That is where public policy comes from now. Corporations are named individually in these in this legislation. You know, this is for companies. One of the biggest things they do is get themselves a protected monopoly, like utility companies or telecom companies or banks. These huge businesses, which control so much of society, are government-protected monopolies, and they want it that way. And they introduced the legislation to make that happen. So nobody can go in and compete with these corporations. That is the whole idea. So that's why we have, you know, you kind of wonder when they come into your house and, you know, and put on this meter, and they say, later you find out it's a smart meter, it's a radio transmitting meter, it's a high resolution surveillance device, it's a fire hazard. So how dare you put this on my house? Why didn't you notify me? Why didn't you give me an option? It's like, well, we're a government protected monopoly. What are you going to do? You know, you're dependent on our electric service. What are you going to do? And so, you know, they're taking advantage of the corporate power that's come out of, you could say government enforcement of corporate power. You know, corporations can't force you to do anything until they get their legislation passed. And then the government, at our taxpayer expense, forces them. You know, you're forced to buy the products of an auto insurance company or a health insurance company. That's not constitutional. Where does any government agency get the authority to force you to buy a product? It's completely pulled out of thin air. But the auto insurance industry, probably whatever it was 40 years ago, went to Congress with a bag of money and said, you know, auto insurance is really a good thing, so why don't you force everybody to buy it? Well, you know, I don't know what everybody was doing on that day, but obviously that's a terrible precedent. I mean, nothing wrong with being insured. I'm not arguing against that. But government forcing you to purchase products, government controlling your behavior to that level, to that extent, absolutely no relation to constitutional authority whatsoever there.
Well, you saw the Supreme Court ruling on that, Jerry, and they mm-hmm. came out and said, yeah, we have it. The Congress has the right to lay and collect taxes, and what they're doing is collecting the tax, so it's within the purview of the federal government. So, yeah, we're going to give our assent to that.
They just come up with some cooked up rationalization. Mm-hmm. John, I want to go back before I forget. We were talking about Jackie Figg, and if I can digress just one second. The reason I want to go back there is I do have her website here, and I wanted to mention that even though maybe it's the website is not ready for prime time, she's still developing, working on this. This is an amazing person who has done – she's the person who goes out and drives without a license and drives without automobile registration and says, well – show me your authority to require me to do this. Show me your authority to deny me my right to travel. You know, this is a very, very determined and fighting type of individual. And she has had her car impounded. She's been arrested. She's fought in courts. And she's developed over the time the legal approaches to these things that are absolutely phenomenal. And right now she's planning a trip up to Sacramento. And she's going to walk right into the Capitol at Sacramento, and she's going to say, oh, by the way, would you mind show me the book where all of the judges have their oaths of office and the recordings of their bonding? Could you please show me that book? Because when you go into court and you say, what is your oath of – may I see your oath of service? Are you bonded against the harm you're going to commit to me? The judges will say, oh, go talk to the Secretary of State. You know, they got that up there. Okay, fine. She's going to walk right in the door and say, I want to see that book. What she's going to find out, and she's going to tell us all about, is that there is no bonding, and there is no, the oaths of service are all inadequate or missing, and that the judge that's rendering rulings against you is absolutely unauthorized, absolutely non-constitutional, absolutely non-complying with the requirements of public office. And this is a big one. So I want to just give her website, just in case you want to check back with her as she develops this and many other solutions to, you know, the idea of driving without a license and all these things. She's got a whole list of things she's working on. And her website will be idpsolutions.org, idpsolutions.org. And that's just a plug for my friend. She's a fighter. She's really brilliant legally. And worth following. So
okay, and that's anyway, back to your idpsolutions.com?
.org.
Very good.
Yeah.
O-R-G.
So, that's we were talking about her. It was internally displaced people.org. She's actually left that behind, and she's now at idpsolutions.org. And that is where you'll find her work and more information about her.
Good. I will have to get the contact information from you. I'd like to speak with her. One of the hosts that we had on the network, a woman, she has since passed on. She died of a massive brain aneurysm. But she was all over this issue of who is the government and why are you commanding me to do this? And, you know, why are there so many licenses? You know, if a license, from what I understand it, it's illegal to do unless I'm permitted by the state to do it. You got to take a license out. Well, one day she was, and some people have this messed up. I don't think she ever said, well, let me just relay the instance. She was driving down a road, and I think it was in California. And a deer hopped out in front of her car, and they had a collision. Well, her car was pretty much totaled, and she contacted the state and said, hey, your property damaged my property. She didn't go to an insurance company. She didn't go to her car insurance company and go, hey, I had an accident. Okay, give me a, you know, give me three estimates, and we'll pick the cheapest one and try to get you on your way. No, she went right to the state and told them that one of your piece of property, in this case it was a deer, damaged my property, and I want you to pay for it. Lo and behold, they did.
I was going to say that doesn't sound like, you know, you'd have to argue that to argue that the deer was the property of the state. I thought that we owned.
No.
You know, things.
No. Yeah. Our incorporated state owns it.
We don't.
We can partake in deer hunting and things of that nature, but you can go fishing. You can do a lot of things, but you have to get that license first.
So the state claimed that the deer was their property, and they were thereby responsible for the damage to her car.
Yes, sir.
Really?
And they paid off.
Well, I guess that's the one instance where the state owning everything was a benefit to someone.
Yeah, but. How many people do you know, including yourself, that knew that?
Yeah.
Not very many.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To go after that legally, you'd have to do some real legal tap dancing. So kudos to her for going down that road.
Yeah. The California, oh, my God. We're getting a lot of people down here in Texas, and I can tell when people are coming in from California, they can't. They've lost their job. It's even too messy for them. The way Oregon and Washington got populated with Californians, I guess they piddled in their pools so much they couldn't even swim in it, so they went to cleaner grounds. And the same thing is starting to happen here in Texas, and they stand out, I don't know, like a beach boy. They open up their mouths, and I have to quietly remind them of where they are. I just look at them and go, you do know you're in Texas now, right?
Right.
And Jerry, most of the time their spine just straightens. They realize, wait a minute, what's this guy saying to me? He doesn't want to hear this might have played in California, but it ain't going to go here in Texas. Is that what you're saying?
That's a universal flaw of people who travel. You know, you take your culture with you. You know, we've seen people in California and other places where some guy from Texas jumping around with his cowboy hat on, talking Texan. And that's cool. You know, we love it. We you know, it's fun. But you're in California now. You know, so, you know, I understand. Believe me, I understand the problem of, you know, the expatriate problem and how other states have to cope with that. And Californians are in many cases, very poorly regarded due to their conduct. You know, when you grow up in this culture, you know, this is what you know. And I at the same time, I apologize for that, but I say it's a natural evolution of things. We're getting a, you know, an influx, an invasion. We have, for my entire adult life, we've gotten an invasion from our southern border, and it's displacing a lot of people who are fanning out. And, you know, they need to be taught, and I agree with you completely. If they go to Texas, they need to learn the Texas ways.
and they need to keep their mouth shut until they do that.
Yeah.
And
you know where Poway, California is, right?
Poway, California. I'm not, I don't know where Poway is, actually.
Well,
sorry.
It was in the news recently, a couple of weeks ago. There was a shooting there, and one of my friends is actually the mayor of Poway, and his name is Steve Voss. You weren't around at the top of the hour to hear my bump-in music that I use, and it's actually Steve Voss. Steve had one of these careers that through a record company, man, he was just climbing the charts. Everybody loved him. Then the record company started noticing the lyrics to the songs that he was writing, and they decided that, nah, this ain't going to go. So what they basically did was tore up his contract and claimed that, well, your music is now our music. He went to a record label in Nashville, Tennessee, the same one that Elvis Presley was on, got a contract, same thing happened again. They don't like the conservative message in this country whatsoever. There is a political coup going on right now, and people are just absolutely stymied on how to stop it. Let's take this break. Talking today with Mr. Day, Mr. Jerry Day, out there in California.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are back. Joyce Rosenwald. Jerry, that was her name. I could not think of her name. Her name was Joyce Rosenwald.
Okay. And she was who again?
That was the lady that went to the state and said, "Hey, your property damaged mine. Fix it."
Oh, the deer. Yeah. Good for her.
Let's take a couple of calls here. Chris in Las Vegas. Hello, Chris.
Well, thank you so much, John, for having Jerry on. I've known Jerry Day for quite a few years since his StopSmartMeters.com site, I think, was his, if I remember correctly.
Actually, and not. That StopSmartMeters is another person. I have right now EMF Help Center, but thank you. And StopSmartMeters.com is a great site, too, for reference on that subject.
Well, I'm one that was ejected at the point of force of arms from a PUC meeting here in Las Vegas, and I had presented a manual, a field manual from the United States Army on acoustic weapons, and I think acoustic weapons incorporate all forms of directed energy weapons.
They do.
Including LRAD and other microwaves and so on and so forth. In fact, I took a microwave transmission course when I was in the military.
Yeah.
So I, like you, have some advanced knowledge of these things. But I remember very specifically that particular field manual talked about using acoustic weapons for crowd control, or mind control, and other aspects. And I suspect you have knowledge of that field manual. I don't remember the specific number. I apologize. I do know it was an FM.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah. Go ahead.
Well, it's just that these so-called public utilities commissions in the different states are mere rubber stamps for the utilities themselves. You go there and they have Delphi meetings where they give you the illusion you have something to say, like you talked about earlier with the vote having zero influence whatsoever, because it's what you're really doing when you register to vote is giving your proxy vote to the so-called representatives.
Right.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'd like to explain for your audience. Some people may not know what a Delphi meeting is. Would that be helpful, John?
Yes.
Okay. A Delphi meeting is when your government is operating, they're required under certain laws to hold public meetings, to disclose what they're up to, and to obtain public consensus for what they are proposing. Now, in my view, government has no business proposing anything. If there's consensus, we will tell them. We don't need them doing what's called manufacturing consensus. But that is the purpose of a Delphi meeting. The Delphi meeting is to comply with the requirement to have a public meeting. And the Delphi word refers to the tactic of turning the meeting into a brainwashing experiment. So instead of having people show up to tell government what the public wants, you have people show up so the government can tell you what it intends to do and have you be presumed to agree with that. They will take your photograph at that meeting. They will not allow you to speak publicly at that meeting. They will have full presentations and proposals that they will deliver to you in a one-way manner. There is no interactivity in a Delphi meeting. You are allowed to talk to someone in the back of the room if you have a question. And so these Delphi meetings are highly manipulative and highly misleading in their nature, and they are not complying with their public meeting requirements because they do not have a balanced input from the public.
Jerry, hang on 1 second. Chris, hang on. I got to go to the top of the hour break here. By the way, when we come back in, Jerry, take a listen to the bump music that I play. That's from Steve Voss. That's the mayor of Palmway, California. And the way, he wears a cowboy hat and cowboy boots.
Yeah, all right.
All right, okay. We'll take the break here. We'll be back in about 2 minutes. Stay tuned.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.